It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big, huge OM shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Market. Fairy House Market is on every Sunday throughout the year, and over the last 30 years, it has become one of the best markets in the whole country, I have to say. It's a really good market. And the reason it's so good is because you can find literally everything and anything at Fairy House Sunday Market. So you have to get along. If you haven't been in a while, make your way to Fairy House Market. It's at Fairy House Racecourse, obviously. At Fairy House Sunday Market, you can find absolutely anything. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, rugs, mats, bed linen, pillows, kitchenware. The list goes on and on and on. And it is unbelievable what they have. And it's just a great atmosphere. It's a great day out, actually, for the whole family visiting Fairy House on a Sunday. They also have a car boot sale section of the market where a lot of people park the car and basically clear out their house with some amazing stuff. I visited Fairy House Sunday Market a couple of weeks ago and spoke to a load of the traders, including a man called Keith, who runs a very unique stall selling perfume oils from Dubai, Egypt and Istanbul at Fairy House Sunday Market.
It's gone from strength to strength, you know, it's working well. We've seen it, we were out on holidays, myself and the wife, a couple of years ago, out in Turkey on holidays, and we seen it there in one of the markets, and we looked into it more, and we decided we'd have a go of it. And they're made of oil rather than alcohol, so the oil doesn't burn off in the heat, where the alcohol would in hot countries, so they make them with oil instead, so they last about 8 hours, and each big bottle has a small tester on it where people can try them, have a go. If they don't like them, there's no problem, but generally there's always something they like there with that many fragrances, you know. Some weeks we add them on maybe 10 or 15, other weeks we take off 10 or 15, depending on what's moving and what's in at the time, you know. But on average, it's between 200 and 250 a week, different fragrances.
Fairy House Sunday Market is open most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of the odd week when there's racing on, including Easter Sunday, but make sure you get along. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? He's at it again, the Notorious. I wonder, asks Mr. McGregor, is there a person in the world with autism who was not vaccinated whatsoever, nor their mother vaccinated during the pregnancy term? I wonder if there is one such case to disprove the vaccine connection to autism theory.
Yeah, he's tweeted a couple of things about autism.
This is because it has been World Autism Day. This is Dr. McGregor now. One minute he's President McGregor, next minute he's Dr. McGregor, throwing his tuppence worth into this disproven argument against a link between vaccines and autism.
So there's two sides of the argument here. Okay, first of all, I don't believe for one second that vaccines cause autism, because autism is genetic. And if vaccines caused autism, I'd be autistic because I had the child vaccines when I was a child. I had all the marks in my arm. You had the vaccine. So
I did.
If vaccines cause autism, we'd all be autistic. Isn't that correct?
I don't know if it's necessarily correct, but no, they don't cause autism.
So some people said that, you know, there's far more children. In fact, McGregor said that as well. There's far more children now with autism than ever before. Now, my answer to, first of all, I will not take medical advice from a cokehead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. McGregor.
You know, you bang white stuff up your nose. So, and then you're giving out about people putting vaccines in their system. So how lethal is the cocaine that you were taking? You know, where did that come from? Does that damage in any way? But my argument would be, the reason there's more cases of autism now than there was in the 70s and 80s. Now, this is schoolboy stuff. Anybody with half a brain, which shows you McGregor's obviously got too many hits to the head. Anybody with half a brain could tell you, the reason there are more cases of autism now is because there's more diagnosis now.
We're better at diagnosing it. And the range within which somebody is diagnosed with autism is much wider than it ever used to be.
I have several friends who are on the spectrum, as they call it. One, you would not know.
No.
You would not know, only for little quirks in his personality that you'd go, okay, maybe that is, is linked to it. So everybody who has autism is not nonverbal for a start. Autism is such a wide spectrum, okay? So you can have just slight things that are different with you, and that could be classed as autism. So back in the 70s and 80s, and even the early 90s, you all know people that you went to school with or that you worked with or that you were friends with that always seemed a bit, and I'm not going to use the word strange because it's not strange, but often seemed a bit different. Their reactions to things would be different. They would react different. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be so they'd be socially different. And that was just brushed off as, Jesus, he's a weirdo, that fella, isn't he? He's a bit of a weirdo. But now, from a very early age, we have experts, not you, McGregor, actual experts that can. And the test for autism, have you ever seen the primary test for autism, first of all? It's a huge, huge. So the doctors don't just bring in little Johnny and go, Jesus, Johnny looks autistic. There's huge, huge amount of tests that is done. It has to go through so much before a diagnosis of autism is given. So that is why there are Mr. McGregor. That is why more children, and I'm not going to say have autism, because they always did. That is why you hear of more cases of autism now. Because thankfully, we've moved forward. Children that were once put at the back of the class because they were seen as slow or dunces, that's what they were called back in the day, or they were seen as problem children, they have now had a proper diagnosis of either ADD, ADHD, autism, all that sort of stuff. And that helps teachers determine how to deal with pupils. So thank God we're in a situation that. Also, I don't know how your family. I'd love to know how your family react, because, as you know, Conor McGregor is his nephew, isn't it? Is diagnosed autism. His mother regularly speaks up about rights for children with autism. She's a great champion for that. Mm-hmm. And I think you've just kicked her in the teeth by coming out with this crap.
Some people will argue. Now, I'm not going to take any medical direction from Dr. McGregor, but a lot of people are questioning whether or not he actually has a right to say this.
But that's the second thing. Okay, yeah. So I believe in free speech, and so do you, because we run this podcast, and without free speech, this podcast wouldn't exist. However, I'm going to put my hand up and say I reported his tweet yesterday for misinformation. So, okay, I don't follow the man. I wouldn't follow him out of a burning building. But it came up on my Twitter timeline. And when I saw it, I was infuriated. Mm-hmm. I really was. I was sick. And I reported it to X, or Twitter, or whatever it's called, for spreading misinformation. And got a report back to say they won't be taking it down. So Twitter are happy to. Now, my issue is he has a huge following on X. Absolutely huge following on X.
10.8 million, although it's a bit less than it used to be. Yeah. But yeah.
And there are people that will see that. Gullible, stupid people that will see that and will say he's right. He's right. The last thing I want is a child with autism. And by the way, that's disgusting as well, because children with autism
are very fantastic.
They're more gifted than anybody.
Absolutely.
It's not a disability to have autism.
So the question we're asking is twofold. One is, do you believe McGregor's statement? He asks again, I'll read his exact tweet. He says, I wonder, is there a person in the world with autism who was not vaccinated whatsoever, nor their mother vaccinated during the pregnancy term? I wonder if there is one such case to disprove the vaccine connection to autism theory. Anyway, the point is, even by putting that bloody tweet up, he's just fueling that ridiculous argument that vaccines lead to cause autism.
There's
absolutely no proof. And just for those of you who think, oh yeah, it is true, the idea that vaccines cause autism has been thoroughly investigated and debunked by scientific research over the years. It originated from a 1998 study by Andrew Wakefield, which was later discredited due to serious methodological flaws, conflicts of interest, and ethical violations. And the study was retracted and Wakefield lost his medical license. Now, current evidence overwhelmingly shows no link between vaccines and autism. Now, these are experts saying this, not you, Dr. McGregor. And shame on X as well for not removing his tweet, allowing him to spread misinformation.
I believe in free speech, but I also don't believe in spreading misinformation. There has to be some limits on that. And that is spreading misinformation. And if even one parent decides not to get a vaccine against measles or whatever... what are the other vaccines that they get? I should know. I've got the
mumps, rubella,
all those vaccines. If that stops one parent from getting their child a vaccine against any of those life-endangering vaccines, then that is a bad thing. I think it's so unprofessional for a man with such a following to put that shite out. And shame on Twitter
Things that we can see happening in the States, where in a state like Texas, where vaccine uptake has really fallen down over the last number of years, number of measles cases in Texas is shooting through the roof.
Obviously,
so
why don't we have children born with polio anymore?
Because it was eradicated thanks to vaccines.
Thank you.
Let me bring in Jonathan with his opinion on this.
Of course, he's entitled to his opinion on this, like everything else. Just because he's down with the grey doesn't mean he's wrong. He is not a bit concerned with the amount of autism around us now and children on the spectrum. And then what we're putting into their bodies with the amount of vaccines that we're giving them and the amount of ingredients in these vaccines. This relying on the state and not questioning anything is a ridiculous way to live your life. We should be questioning everything. So yeah, there might not be any correlation. But you won't know if they ask the questions. And we'll see what happens now over in America with RFK Jr. and what he's doing over there. Because it is very concerning, the numbers of children at the minute. And then you look at the amount of vaccines they're putting into their systems. Like I said, if you believe in vaccines, then the two should be up to date now, right? Is a COVID jab. So all 7 or 8 of them at this stage. Otherwise, hold your tongue when you're talking about it, boys.
Just Jonathan's message there a moment ago. I have to say, Jonathan, I despair. You're saying he's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to speak about it. He's not a fucking doctor. He should not be spouting such shite based on nothing. Literally based on nothing. Trying to scare people about vaccines.
Jonathan, my car engine was rattling the day before yesterday. Rattling. Did I bring it to a dentist?
I don't think you did.
Why didn't I bring my car to a dentist?
Because dentists aren't experts in rattling cars.
So where did I bring my car?
Probably to a mechanic.
Yes, I did.
Because he's the expert.
And he looked out, he opened my hood and looked at my engine. And within 2 minutes he said, yeah, I know what that is. That's a bit loose. And fixed it. So trust the people. And you're saying question everything, the state. The state have nothing got to do with vaccines. This is the medical field. It's nothing to do with, the state don't care. Well, I'm sure they do, whether you get your child vaccinated or not. But you say that to a mother of a child or a father of a child who's lost their child because they weren't vaccinated against one of those potential killer diseases.
Ian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ian?
Hey, Adrian, how are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Ian. So Dr. McGregor has spoken about vaccines. What's your view on people like him spreading misinformation like this?
Well, I was diagnosed with autism when I was 7 years old. I've been vaccinated many times. I still feel I'm the same person.
And do you believe that your autism developed as a result of vaccines?
No, because I was only diagnosed when I was very 7. Like, I've probably been vaccinated for measles and I've been vaccinated for COVID and I was still diagnosed with autism and it didn't change a thing.
But do you believe, because this is what Conor McGregor is trying to argue, his line was, I wonder if there was one case in the world where the person with autism was not vaccinated. But in your case, you were vaccinated. But you see no link, you don't believe there is any link at all between your diagnosis and the vaccine that you would have gotten when you were younger.
No, I don't believe that whatsoever. Like, I used to admire Conor McGregor for his fighting, but just after recent events, like, I kind of get mixed opinions about him. Like, he's only just saying this, I believe, just to continue to try and get back in the presidency. Like, why didn't he take a vaccination himself and see if he gets it?
And I don't know whether McGregor was vaccinated as a child. I assume he probably was. But when you hear people like him speaking on an issue that directly affects your life, what do you think of him throwing his tuppence worth into his 10.8 million followers on Twitter?
Well, the first thing is you don't let it upset you. Like, he's just, you know that he's just saying these things because he still thinks he's going to get the presidency. You just basically have to just read it and either ignore it or just laugh at it because he'll only just be spouting silly stuff.
Okay, and for you, your way of dealing with shit like this from McGregor is to just ignore it. Mind you, I don't know how he thinks speaking about autism and vaccines is going to help him win the presidency. But anyway, no, that's another day's work.
He's just spouting some stuff. Like, I mean, like, we've seen him hang with Donald Trump, and remember that Donald Trump said 5 years ago, if you drink bleach, you'll defeat COVID.
Mm-hmm,
but the thing is, by McGregor saying, I don't believe it's anything to do with wanting to be president, because
he's starting to churn out the same shite that Trump has for the last few years.
The population, I would imagine, the population of Ireland that would actually believe that autism is caused by vaccines, it's probably 0.1% of the population. So it's not as if he's tweeting something populist that everybody's going to go, yeah, McGregor's right. About 0.1%. Now, in America is full of anti-vaxxers. They're nut jobs over there. Because they watch that Alex Jones fella on YouTube and they think everything's a conspiracy. But over in Ireland, I'd say it's less than 1% of the population that believe that vaccines.
I don't know if it's less than 1%.
I'd say it is.
No, I don't know. There's a number of parents have not got their children vaccinated for various reasons. I would say it's more than 1%, to be quite honest.
But it's
with
very
you.
Low. It's very low.
It's low, all right. Ian, what about Jeremy says he reported McGregor's tweet. It wasn't removed. Do you think we should shut down people spouting these conspiracy theories?
You could do that, but then they'll find another one to put in as well. Like, so it'd be a very hard task. So at the moment, I don't think we can shut it down.
All right, Ian, thanks.
There'll always be something else, because they'll always find something else to say. When one thing gets shut down, they'll find something else to say.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Denise. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Denise?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Denise. Well, Dr. McGregor has asked whether there's anybody who has autism that wasn't vaccinated in the world. In other words, he's trying to make some sort of a connection between autism and vaccines. What's your view on this?
Well, my child is unvaccinated and he is autistic, but I don't see there's anything wrong with him asking the question. I think it should be spoken about. I think everyone should be asking questions. Why has there been an explosion in autism in the last 6 years?
Because it's been diagnosed much better than it ever was in the past. That's the point. And the spectrum into which people can be diagnosed with autism is so wide now. And you must know that yourself. That
I really know that myself because I'm living it. But the autism that the kids have now, they're all non-verbal. They can't make eye contact.
But they're not all non-verbal. They're not all like that. So many kids have autism and aren't nonverbal and are able to make eye contact.
I'm talking about the group that I'm in, and there's hundreds of us, and all our kids are nonverbal. They can't make eye contact. They run around on their tippy toes. There will be no way that it could have been masked, and they go through a school system because they are technically disabled with their symptoms at the moment.
Okay, so let's go back to what you said at the very start, that your child has autism but was not vaccinated, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah,
so correct. You are that person that Conor McGregor is talking about. He asks in his tweet, I wonder if there's a person in the world with autism who was not vaccinated. Your child is that child.
Well, I think there's no problem with asking the question. I don't understand why people are outraged that there's questions being asked.
Because it fuels this conspiracy theory that vaccines lead to autism. And that in itself is discouraging people getting their children vaccinated, which ultimately is a very dangerous thing for our children.
Well, I think the debate is needed. I think the questions need to be asked.
But you've just disproven his theory that your child has autism and was never vaccinated. So there, the conversation's over now.
Absolutely, but I'm happy that there's a radio station on at the moment and the question's being asked and there's a debate around it. So I don't understand why people are outraged. Questions are being asked.
People are outraged because, primarily because of the sort of person asking the question. Dr. McGregor, like, seriously, what training has this guy got to enable him to ask any questions? All he has to do is bloody research it and he will find out that there is no link between autism and vaccines. And you just...
Yeah, I think everyone should be allowed to ask the question, in fairness.
But to question something, okay, he's questioning whether or not the vaccines cause autism, yeah? All that is doing is scaremongering, is it not? Because there are people who will listen to that in the same way. If I couldn't go on this podcast right now and say that eating McDonald's causes cancer, okay? If you eat a Big Mac for dinner today, your chances...
You can go on and ask a question, does McDonald's cause cancer? But, and that's allowed, it's a question.
No, it is a question, but it's a ridiculous question. It's because there is no evidence to back it up. To ask a question with absolutely no evidence to back it up is just scaremongering. That's all it's doing.
You don't need evidence to back up a question.
Let me ask you a question then. Why did you decide not to get your child vaccinated?
I didn't like the list of ingredients that are in the vaccines.
And what were you worried would happen?
Well, autism being one of them.
But now you know that it's nothing to do with it.
I'm not blaming vaccines for autism. I think the amount of toxicity in the world at the moment, there's toxins everywhere now. So including in vaccines, including in what we're drinking in the water, including what they're spraying on our food, including what the chemtrails in the sky, the world is toxic at the moment.
So to go back to your child not being vaccinated, and one of your concerns was autism. You've now disproven that there's a link between vaccines and autism because your child has autism anyhow. Now, are you not concerned then, seeing as you tick that one off the list, are you not concerned that your child will develop other illnesses as a result and get them quite severely as a result of not being vaccinated?
My child is perfectly healthy.
That's not the question autism. That wasn't the question I asked you. I said, are you not concerned?
No, I'm not concerned.
Denise, you said you're in a WhatsApp group, and I believe those WhatsApp groups are great for mothers with children with autism. And you're in a WhatsApp group with a lot of mothers, I guess, that have children with autism. Do many of them hold that belief, that anti-vax belief?
No, not. Look, the only thing we have in common at the moment is that we all have autistic children looking for a school place. So we wouldn't be friendly at that. That's our main mission. But I just know the amount of us there is looking for school places at the moment, that all the kids are at the age between 4 and 5. So that's the only thing that we have in common. We wouldn't be friendly otherwise. So I'm not sure what belief they hold, to be honest.
And when you said you weren't happy with some of the ingredients that were in the vaccines. What ingredients were in it that sort of...
There's formaldehyde in some of them. There's bacteria. There's heavy metals, which I didn't want injected into my child.
Okay, but anyway, in answer to Conor McGregor's question, you are the proof that there is a child in the world with autism who didn't have a vaccine.
I noticed a couple of people just pointed out that you also mentioned chemtrails, and that's something we talked about a couple of weeks in the show. Do you believe in chemtrails as well? Do you believe in that?
Absolutely. The crisscrosses in the sky every single day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you do.
Absolutely.
And do you believe we're being poisoned from the sky?
I believe we're being poisoned from every angle. From our water, to our food, to the sky, to all the masks they're putting up.
Is 5G as well?
Yes, I believe it's not good for the human body.
But you're probably talking to us on a phone that has 5G at the moment, aren't you?
I know. I'm not saying I disagree with any of these. I think that we're just being fried from every which angle, and I think it does.
Is this intentional poisoning? Is somebody actually setting out to poison us?
I have no idea, but it's just how toxic the world has gone at the moment.
But say, for example, the chemtrails, the conspiracy theory goes that governments are... putting poison into the sky through airplanes, through the trails that an airplane leaves behind, and this is intentional poisoning of the human population. Do you believe that?
I have no idea what the intention behind it is, but I don't think it's good for what they're spraying.
But if you look compared to...
I have to be honest, Denise, I find it really scary that somebody like yourself, you actually sound extremely intelligent, has gone down a rabbit hole like this, believing all of these theories or listening to all of these theories, which are all a load of utter shite.
I'm asking the question, why is there an explosion in autism, the severe autism that my child and 10 in my friend group?
Okay, but the most common belief is vaccines, and you've just disproven that theory.
Yes, but I also said I was happy the questions are being asked.
And were you vaccinated as a child? I'm sure, because you sound around the same age as me. Were you vaccinated back in the 80s or whatever?
I was, but it wasn't the amount. I think I got the MMR. I think that was it.
But you don't have autism.
No.
Theory that there's a link because her child has autism and was never vaccinated.
But as well, can I just add one more thing, because a couple of people want to talk to you about, you were saying about the air and all, and the air is poisonous. If you look out today or any day, the air is a lot cleaner than it was when I was a kid. Geez, I remember when I was a kid walking to school.
Smog in Dublin city centre was disgusting.
I mean, anybody who was around in the 70s and 80s, the smog in Dublin, you couldn't breathe. And you'd be going to school on a bus, and there'd be five buses spewing out shite into your lungs, the whole lot. So I think the air is probably actually better now, is it not?
I don't know if how the pollution is actually affecting, but I do know that there's a lot more heavy metals in the air.
Okay, you don't believe the earth is flat, though, do you?
I don't believe what?
The earth is flat.
No, I don't.
Okay, thank God for that. Jeez. I have hope for you, Denise.
All right, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
I'm sorry, can I just say to Denise before we put calls on to Denise, the one thing I do want to say that's slightly off topic, because I know I've seen some of your pictures that you regularly campaign for places in schools for children with autism, and I do admire you for doing that, because it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful the amount of parents with children with autism that can't get a place.
Absolutely. We have a protest in Waterbury this Saturday.
Fair play to you.
Just going to bring a bit of attention to that.
No.
Where is it again?
In Waterford and John Robert Square. Sorry, my little boy has got a happy special bus there now, so I better leave you go.
All right,
but in
okay.
John Robert Square, between 2 and 4 in Waterford. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Denise. Let me bring in Barry on this.
Just a quick one on the topic today, lads. Sorry, I can't come on. First of all, it's well established that vaccines do not cause autism, so that's not actually the topic here at all. But, you know, should Conor McGregor have the right to be able to spread these complete and utter lies? No, he shouldn't. It's not fair to say that, oh, he's only asking a question. He's not. He's bringing up a talking point that's been asked and answered 100,000 times. Vaccines do not cause autism. What he's trying to do is put distrust and fear around the safety and efficacy of vaccines. And that's so irresponsible. It's abhorrent. It's absolutely abhorrent. When you have such a big profile like that, impressionable people are going to listen to you. And that's unfortunately the reality. You know, in the States, they're starting to see rises in diseases that were eradicated thanks to vaccines. And now they're coming back because people are listening to this anti-vaccine rhetoric and aren't vaccinating their children. Not vaccinating your children is child abuse, as far as I'm concerned. Vaccines do not cause autism. Vaccines cause adults.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
Anthony, I want to say this. McGregor has no fucking right to spread what is blatant false information like he's been doing. Shame on Twitter. Shame on that bastard Musk for not having a site take down these blatant lies that McGregor is putting up. It has been proven for decades that vaccines do not cause autism. The question has been asked and answered over a million times. There are people with autism who never got vaccinated. That is known. And here's a fun fact you may not know about. Former Irish president Eamon de Valera, he may have had a form of autism back in the past. I am just infuriated. Claiming vaccines cause autism.
Okay.
They do not.
Okay,
cause
so you yourself,
autism.
You yourself have autism, is that correct?
Yes, I do. How do some of my nephews?
Okay. And do you believe that there is any connection at all between the vaccines that you may have had as a child and your autism? Any connection at all?
Vaccines do not cause autism. Anyone who thinks that is a fucking idiot. That's what I say. You need to get their fucking heads examined.
So Conor McGregor questioned whether or not there's a person in the world with autism who is not vaccinated whatsoever. Our last caller just proved that there is, because her child has autism and wasn't vaccinated. So what do you think of somebody like McGregor even asking the question? Because Denise, who was on a minute ago, even though she has proven that her child has autism but never got vaccinated, what do you think of McGregor's right to even ask the question?
He has no right to spread this blatant false information. He should be fucking asking these questions. It's an absolute disgrace, this bastard, to say that. And it's absolutely horrible that he wants to run for president. That man just boiled my fucking blood.
So I can hear. Do you think that social media companies should be preventing people like McGregor even asking questions like this?
Absolutely. They should be taking down blatant lies and false information like this, because idiots are going to fall for it. They're going to believe it, and people are going to wind up suffering because of it. Like in the US, you have parents not getting their kids vaccinated for the measles, and children have been dying in the US because of this. Children have been dying because of their irresponsible parents listening to blatant liars. Children are dead.
And that's true. That is true. There have been examples of measles cases shooting through the roof in places like Texas, where vaccine rates have dropped considerably. But can you not understand why some people, and I stress the word some people are very concerned with the amount of autism we see today, and they believe there's some connection somewhere or something that is causing this?
There is no fucking connection. People are getting diagnosed with autism more because doctors know more about it. They know how to assess it. Let me just say this. When I was a child, my late mother had to fight for years to get me assessed by doctors, see if I had autism, because doctors kept saying, oh, it was just because he's born premature. There's nothing wrong with him. It took fucking years for me to get assessed.
Okay, and the point being that now we're actually better at it. We're diagnosing children earlier. You don't have to wait around for years. So that would be one of the reasons that we are seeing more autism cases, because it's better diagnosed now.
Exactly. Like one of my young nephews who autism, he got assessed early on because my sister, who saw the signs with me, saw it with him, so she quickly got him assessed at an early age. Didn't have to wait till he was a teenager like I did to get assessed.
And do you believe that autism is a genetic condition? Do you believe that's what causes it?
Absolutely, because it is not vaccines. That's been proven for decades that vaccines do not cause autism. It is absolutely horrible that people are still believing those liars decades later when they've been disproven. Like, you see yourself, that disgrace of a Dr. Wakefield who first started making these claims. It's been disproven. He's no longer a doctor. That's been the case for him for decades, and people are still buying into the bullshit he started saying years ago.
Okay, so the Denise that we spoke to a moment ago, a mother of a child with autism, who has testified to the fact that her child was not vaccinated, so that kind of proves the point that it's not linked to vaccines. People like Conor McGregor and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's ironically the Minister for Health in the United States, what should be done with people like this asking these questions and spreading this misinformation?
They should be condemned, because Robert Kennedy, he's been disowned by his own bloody family because he's so fucking nuts. That's what the case with him. And that woman, Denise, just sounds acts like a paranoid madwoman to believe in chemtrails and the 5G stuff. She sounds absolutely paranoid and nuts. And that man McGregor is a disgrace. He's a traitor to this country. That's what he is. He's a fucking traitor, and he's a rapist. That's what McGregor is.
Tell us how you really feel about him.
Yeah.
No, you are, Ryan. As I said, for someone that has autism, it must annoy you a lot when you see these. But have you ever...
It infuriates me, especially because I have young nephews with autism. My sister had to slap a woman who made claims about her son who had autism years ago. She slapped her because of that. I am just so pissed off with all these idiots making blatant lies and misinformation about autism. It just pisses me off.
But has there ever been, I'm just throwing it out there, has there ever been an instance where you've gone, I wonder, was it?
Now, I've already asked that question and know
it's
the answer.
Never, or even
I never thought that because I believe in the facts. I listen to the experts. There is no link between autism and vaccines. There is no link whatsoever. That has been proven for years.
Okay, so
people just need to acknowledge the truth and stop listening to lies because they rather believe the lies over the truth because the truth is too much to bear.
Okay, but what about that mother, Denise? She sounded like an intelligent woman. She sounded like a good mother. She's out there fighting for her son. And she...
She needs to educate herself. She's educated.
But she would say, if her argument, we'll actually try and get her back on to say, because she would believe that she is educated.
No, I would argue that she's not reading her education in the right places.
No, she would believe that she's awake. In other words, they obviously wait, and that the rest of us need to wake up to what's going around us in the world.
Well, she is not educated because she believes that 5G crap. She believes that chemtrail crap. So she is not educated at all, like Adrian said. She isn't.
Stay there for a second, Anthony. Una, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Una.
Hi, guys. How are you? Dr. McGregor, as they call him, is actually out long before he was even born. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, you're right. Autism has been around for a long, long time. It's not a new thing, and that's the point.
Yeah, no. Joe, don't mind. I don't, of course. But no, it doesn't. You just going to come up with anything to get in. God knows what next will come up with. No, it doesn't. I have all my kids and grandkids are vaccinated, you know what I mean? And none of them are grand, not bothering with them.
And when you hear of somebody like McGregor even asking these questions and putting doubt into people's minds about vaccines and autism, what do you think should be done?
Well, I think for certain it shouldn't be allowed to come out of that crap out of his mouth. I mean, look at the crap he did come out of his mouth before that. He shouldn't be allowed to speak up. And some ways it was on Facebook.
Okay, so do you believe that if people like him are tweeting, those tweets should be taken down?
Should be taken down immediately. Scaremongering, that's what he's doing.
Dave has been in touch with us.
What's the story, lads? I think we all agree Conor McGregor's a fucking idiot. But I think the bigger problem is people would rather believe a guy like him nowadays than an actual doctor or, you know, scientist. People who spend their entire careers and lives training so they can be experts in these fields. For the people about to come on and talk about autism and vaccines, one of the reasons why some people think there's a link between autism and vaccines is because a child gets MMR in around the same time as when they start showing traits of maybe being on the autism spectrum. The other one as well is because of that fucking charlatan Andrew Wakefield, who in my opinion should be in jail, not just struck off, made false claims, fraudulent claims, and put children through unnecessarily invasive tests to prove his claim, published a study, and the study could not be replicated by any of his peers, meaning it failed the scientific method. So if anybody can point to a peer-reviewed study with empirical evidence that actually proves these points, maybe listen to it. We are now living, we've all grown up in a society where easily preventable illnesses were almost eradicated thanks to vaccines. Like, smallpox does not exist anymore except for four places on Earth because of vaccines. We're seeing a rise in whooping cough in Ireland because people aren't getting their kids vaccinated. One in four kids who get whooping cough end up in hospital. That's a frightening statistic. You also have countries like America where the first kid in 10 years has died of measles. Because people aren't getting vaccinated. Like, you can believe what you want, you can read what you want, but it's this simple. The science is sound. These things have been there for decades. The only difference is nowadays people would rather believe some fucking moron on social media than an actual medical professional.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy to see.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hiya, lads.
Well, Vanessa, what did you want to say on this?
I don't have an issue with questions being asked. And I do think science communicators and health communicators do need to get better in how they explain autism and the many ways in which it develops. But the problem is with this case is that Conor McGregor is not just anyone. He is a very powerful person with a high platform, with a lot of vulnerable people watching his every move. And he understands this. He knows this. He knew when he was pandering to Trump what he was doing. And he knows by posting the question, in quotation marks, he is pandering to a growing movement in Ireland that is anti-vax, that is quote unquote skeptical of mainstream views. Basically, what you heard earlier, believing in chemtrails, believing that everyone is out to make you toxic and kill you and all this. So he knows that this is his base if he is actually going to run for president. And that's who he's pandering to.
I know,
so
but here in Ireland, in our little country, the percentage of people like Denise is much smaller than it would be in the States, for example.
It is. But then you have the people who are outraged that we have an issue with him asking the question, and the free speech patrol saying free speech, everyone has free speech, but not understanding that with free speech, there is a responsibility to be careful of what you actually say and how you say it. I do agree with some of your callers there that one of the issues that I have when people raise this is that it treats autism as something that has to be and can be cured and treats it as though it's somebody's fault. Now, when your child comes out and they're all perfect and then something happens and they change or you think they change, we always look for someone to blame. There's no one to blame in this. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to treat. So we need as parents as well to calm down a little bit and understand not everything that our children have or do is fixable or needs fixing. We just have to accept the child that is, not the child that we want them to be. And that's a hard lesson for parents to learn.
And it is, and I agree with you. And sometimes there is no answer as to why, no. For example, your child developed autism. There is no answer quite often. Or any other medical condition that a child might develop.
Yeah, I understand what I understand why parents would be looking for an answer.
Yeah, no, of course.
Jesus, I need to know what... Did I do something wrong? Did the doctor...
Well, that's the problem, because your automatic thing, especially as a mum, is to blame yourself that you did something wrong. But autism is developed in utero by a number of different factors of how the brain develops that we don't exactly know yet. We know how to diagnose it and we're getting better and clearer at diagnosing it, but we don't always understand the causes of how it develops. But again, it's like any other developmental issue. It doesn't always need to be fixed. It doesn't always need to be exactly understood. Because it's not detrimental to the development of the child, you can still have a decent quality of life. Mm-hmm. My nephew took 9 years to be diagnosed with sensory issues and with autism. 9 years. And they were using data from when he was 2, when he was 7. Now, that is shocking. That is shameful. Yeah. But he could not get any help in school at all until he had a diagnosis.
When you hear of somebody like McGregor tweeting in the way in which he did, asking the question, I wonder if there's one case of a person with autism who wasn't vaccinated. That obviously is sowing seeds of doubt in people's heads. What can you do to stop somebody like him doing that?
Well, sadly, you're not going to get an on X look at Elon Musk. He's basically gotten rid of any fact checkers, and Facebook are going down the same route because they can, because it's cheaper. The only thing that we can do is have these conversations, and they're hard conversations to have, but we need to have them. The other thing is, I know a lot of people don't trust in scientists and don't trust doctors, but there are fantastic podcasts out there. There are fantastic YouTube videos of neurobiologists explaining exactly how they believe through their studies autism develops.
And I agree with everything you've
said. The problem is, it's using children with autism as a battering ram, mm-hmm. as if there's something wrong with them.
Yeah,
and that we should all shame them for having it.
And that it's somebody's fault somebody's fault that they developed it in the first place. Thank you very much indeed, Vanessa. David.
Hey, lads. Good topic today regarding McGregor's backward views. Just want to challenge your listeners. I'm sure they're all up for a challenge. They all seem to be fairly quick on the keyboards and saying they have plenty of proof that this does happen and stuff. So I just want to challenge all your listeners to find one peer-reviewed paper. That's a scientific paper that has been peer-reviewed by other scientists that backs the argument that autism has a direct correlation to receiving vaccines. That's all I ask. Just one peer-reviewed paper. I would put my house on it. Not one of yous are going to comment in this with the evidence. Why? Because it doesn't fucking exist. Mic drop. Good luck, lads. Thanks.
Thanks, David. Katie.
Hi, Katie here again, just listening to your topic today. I have just my little fella of 5 years of age has just been diagnosed with autism. And hearing comments like this in Autism Awareness Month, where people are trying to help and promote and show the struggles that people with autism have to live with every single day. I'm listening to everything and trying to watch everything and get involved in everything and try and get ahead of this a little bit. And then you hear comments coming from Conor McGregor, who is just putting another little notch on you, that was it the vaccination you gave your baby that caused this? I really, really think he should get back in his box and shut up. And I think he should live in the world of a parent who is trying to navigate the world of autism just for a day and realise that it doesn't matter how much money you've got or what yacht you've got or what chav clothes or suit you're wearing will not fix this. And you sprouting this shite does not help a mammy at 2 o'clock on a Thursday trying to navigate the world with your autistic son. So I think he should get back in his box, leave us alone, help us if he wants, but please, we question ourselves enough. We don't need someone like Conor McGregor questioning us as well. Okay, thanks, lads. Bye.
Katie, that was a brilliant message. Thanks very much indeed. Henry.
Denise said there in her comment, right, in her statement that she didn't get her kid vaccinated because there's so much chemicals or other stuff in it, right? But yes, she'd probably feed her kid McDonald's food and other processed frozen food every day of the week.
All right, thank you, Henry. And one final message from Tara.
Hi, apologies, I can't come on today. I have an almost 17-year-old son with autism. He was diagnosed with dyspraxia, ADHD, dyslexia, dyscalculia. And to think that someone out there with not a clue in his head is saying it's due to vaccines. It's not. I have researched this particular topic for the last 13 to 14 years. I used to blame myself. That was my fault that my son had autism. It's not. It is genetically from the father. The traits are linked to the dad. And when you have the likes of Conor McGregor coming on saying it's vaccines this, vaccines that, like, there is people that are actually qualified who has written books about this topic. He should maybe sit down and have a read. And like, his sister has a son with autism, beautiful boy. And I don't think for one minute she would be very proud of what he has said. That is just my opinion, just like he's entitled to his opinion. But his opinion is not based on facts. He must have just woke up and decided, oh, I'll just deny every parent out there with a child with autism, just for the crack. And then I'll run for to be president. like, it does not result down to vaccinations at all. And like my son, as I said, it's a fight for everything, from getting a school placement to diagnosis to getting help. I was refused by 7 schools before I got him into the school he is in now. Socially, he's not great. Academically, his IQ is up there. Like, he should probably run for president. He's getting quicker than Conor McGregor, to be honest.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message, and all of you for your messages. The question that Conor McGregor ultimately asked is there someone in the world with autism who was not vaccinated whatsoever? Denise is that person. We found one. Denise's child has autism, quite severe autism by the sounds of it. And he was not vaccinated. So there's your answer, Dr. McGregor. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. You can also join us on our WhatsApp channel, where we keep you up to date with everything going on in the podcast. If you want to be added to it, you just text the word or WhatsApp the words add me to 085-825-2626, and we'll send you a link straight back. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.